It'd be St. Louis, you know, and the conductor, we'd be there about hours, so I've seen a bunch of foremen sitting on the log, you know. And I walked up there, and there's a Jim Stew. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hello, we haven't seen you around these parts. I said, no, sir. I said, I'll float off the farm. I said, I'm trying to get in your living door to try to find a way, because I see my buddy up there. Yeah. I said, I come here and see, earn me a can of beans and a loaf of bread. So one had a banjo. And I start dancing there, and the money start coming. And I done got about $15. I said, me and old fatty have a good time on Rampart tonight. And so, they brought the loaf of bread, and we didn't slice bread them days, so I broke the bread in half, pulled the heart out, pulled the beans in, put that back. Then I put fat sandwich up. Now, it's mine, big old belly wash of tri-mean soda. So I start dancing, so it doesn't get up about $15. That's a lot of money in 1936. And so I cut one more step, you know, and I did one of these things, you know, I did that. Lord, I believe I'll fly. One of the foremen got up out the wheelchair. Shut the crowd. Boy, if you do, I'll shoot you for a buzzer. Them people in your league, they give you one of the biggest party, and they have you tell that all night. They didn't believe. Well, that's true. Everybody on the free trade land.
So, was that's how you made your money when you was doing that? You was making. That's how you made your money, by dancing and stuff like that. Where you get your money from when you was a hobo?
Huh?
Where'd you get your money from when you was hobo?
The money?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You see, buck dance was our dance. Nobody touched buck dancing. And any white would, now here one told me in DuPont, Florida, when I was about 7, they called me Jabbo, that was my sermon name. He said, Jabbo, he said, when a black boy and a black girl start walking, they can dance. See, when they start talking, they can sing. So anybody could do that old buck and wing, they throw that money on the ground to you. And so I was doing a little buck and wing and a little Charleston and all that. Yeah, about $15 was 1936, man. I could do what I did at 15 with 100 now. And I'm feeling good, you know. I cut that last step, you know. And then I had a little drink of moonshine, too. Lord, I believe I'll fly. And that brother got up out that wheelchair and shook that crutch at me and said, if you do, boy, I'll shoot you with a buzzer.
Your mind was going to what he said.
I wish it. Well, Willie, you can't play us nothing on here without your other people?
And
you can't play this?
Huh?
You gonna play that?
No, honey, I didn't wait. Now, the good old days, I would have to do 8 hours.
I knew but, that's right.
My day is waking out a half hour.
Yeah.
But when I get that money, it never compared with the good old days.
No.
For that dollar and a half and that dollar there. No.
Can't compare now.
There ain't nothing cheap.
I know.
Barclays. All I need to pay a quarter for a haircut.
What's that?
I need to pay a quarter for a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now I made $6 for a haircut.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Easter.
Wild Bill said he through.
You know, Easter Sunday.
Homo Bill said he through
night.
That's it. Let him in.
Yeah, I was 15 years old.
All right, 3:30.
I stayed up all night to get that quarter hair trim. So them boys, it's still one pair of clippers, so I got another pair of clippers. So electrical, so I got my battery clippers. So I just keep it down, you know. I'm not sure I'm a gray house anymore.
She said they're going to sell one of those t-shirts.
Mm.
No, she said they're about to.
You better get over there and get you one.
You want me to go get one for you?
Yeah, I'd like for you to do it.
Okay.
But, and if you're
going to find one, I went to that municipality.
4-year-old.
Who is that boy? Where my boy? No, no, good boy.
We don't have
room.
Little ones.
Don't have no.
The preacher said, all the men's close their eyes. He said, you ladies cover. He said, he that look at the naked woman shall go blind. The head digger said, I'll chance one eye.
You say it well of me.
Sacrifice one.
I asked a man older than me. He died 114. And I asked him, I said, Sanchez, you older than me. I'm in my 80s. You and your 100, I said, when do a man start looking at women? He said, when he get blind. I think I agree with him.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, ain't nothing more beautiful to look at me. And I was beautiful women. You know what I did? When they flew me to Gilroy, California to do a benefit.
I'm a camo there.
Put them
in
the
car.
And
I went on the boardwalk in Santa Cruz, California.
If anybody give me $2 for a piece on that gun. How
was the change, huh? This doesn't be how I did anyway.
Yeah.
Auction them off.
You know what I do in West Palm Beach? You know, they got white and black.
Tomorrow you can sell them.
Women policemen. They be walking along.
There won't be no more.
I say, good morning, beautiful officer. Keep walking. I'll turn around. I say, one thing, if you lock me up for telling the truth, I'll sue you. I'll make them laugh. Walk along there with me.
Willie, you ever been in jail?
The police with me.
You ever been in jail?
Huh?
Have you ever been in jail?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
That's okay. Well, 1932, I got locked up in Waycross, Georgia for Hoboin. And they didn't give me but 2 days in jail. Of course, they took them out and gave me 4 months in the jail gang. Yeah, I've been in jail. I've been in jail in my home. And I did 5 days in Oglethorpe, Georgia jail for Hoboin. 5 days and 2 meals. Locked me, my brother, and 3 white boys.
Willie.
The judge got mad. They had to get him off the Fish Creek. He said, y'all get him off the Fish Creek for trying some old gun in Hobo. He looked at us. Where you going? I said, I'm trying to go to Florida, Your Honor. And Willie said, and looked at the white boy. We're trying to go to Mama. He said, well, y'all need a rep. 5 days in jail and 2 meals a day. And when you get out there, catch the first thing smoking. He already said it. The Ponce de Leon got to stop at that crossing. The A, B, and A crossed the Central Georgia. And that Ponce de Leon stopped there, and I blinded me and Willie. And we didn't put it down until it got to Albany. Yes, sir. I said, thank you, Your Honor. He said, catch the first thing smoking, and my men bring him back here, I'll give him 90 days. I said, well, Willie, we got it. I said, 12 o'clock, that Ponce de Leon has got to stop him. A, B, and A crossed the Central Georgia. And she stopped when we got that first blind.
Blind him, huh? Put him in the blind.
And got off in Albany. Got off in Albany, Georgia, the next morning. We blind the Crescent Lemon in Greensboro. Greenville, North Carolina, at 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock was at that station in Atlanta. And then we blind that same Ponce de Leon from Atlanta to Mexico. Lord, that. Yeah, honey, I know I got locked up for no crime. I used to get 10 days for fighting. I got 10 days a couple times for fighting. Tell the chief told me, say, you go back to Miami. from New York. You get tired of locking up with them. See people, them fellas was messing with me, and I just get on that railroad and get them old flint rocks. We used to have flint rocks when I was cool like real. If you throw in them things, that bring sparks. They put me in jail for throwing them rocks. And she said, now you just get out of town until you can cool your temper. See, the Kittle Street and the 81 and the 91 Theater.
Yeah.
And then the Five Points downtown. I sent cars back, Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
See, my family won't treat me good, and that's the only thing that kept me from being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
What did?
Riding the rail.
Get that train, huh?
Yeah, I was what
you
call.
You did it, huh?
Yeah, I was the black sheep of the family. Yeah. But I had a real light-skinned cousin, you know. He couldn't be a black sheep. He had to be a red goat.
But he was worse than you.
Huh?
He was worse than you?
Oh, he got killed at a young age. He got killed in his 20s. He did everything wrong.
He had to be done something
right. Jimmy.
He had to be doing something right to be here this long.
He even got at me with an empty shotgun.
He carried God in his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, that boy. Yeah, I was the black sheep. But the people, when I get over free, they give me so much love. Black and white.
Did you go to Atlanta?
Hmm?
Did you go to Atlanta? Atlanta? Georgia?
Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I hoboed that. To find Decatur Street. And I went in the 81. And then I went over on Auburn Avenue. You see, we had a
famous... Are you a candy dancer?
Tiger
dancer.
Right here.
Tiger flower.
You a candy dancer? You gonna dance again?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we're gonna dance.
And she's blind. She can see by fucking on that pole. And she has special blind. A phone for blind, and she got a big magnum mirror. When you ring her doorbell, she was on that mirror, you know, and you'd be, big fella, and she got a stroke. And so that 5-room cottage, she wanted $295 for it, and they paying her $311 a month. Well, I paid my part is the rent went up $13 on me. Now my part now is $78. And it sends up $233 and I pay $78. Well, I got 5 rooms, 2 bedrooms, a living room, and another room I call the history room, but I got every kind of, you see they have what they call black history everywhere, but I have all history. I have all 5 races, but I have like 90% black.
You must be going to the little house.
And I got cabin
there. Yeah, like he was going to
the kitchen makes 5 rooms. I got 2 porches. And she pays Johnson to keep the lawn all straight.
Are you going to do a Gandhi dancing demonstration? When is that going to be? 3:30. 3:30?
Well, Mom. No, you got it. What I want, okay. I ain't got one.
The fella said, food is so hot, cheaper to eat the money.
What?
The fella said, food is so hot, cheaper to eat the money.
Lord Jesus.
Witness anything like that? You know,
no, ma'am, I hope it did that. I never went through. Hey, me and
he told me
in Canada. Bob Luke Canada told me that's what they do. Hey,
you come out for
For black men talking to white women.
That's what they do. Hang on.
Hang on.
They executioners hang.
Huh?
They executioners hang.
Yeah.
They don't put in electric.
No, hang it. and an Indian float.
Now, I would have thought that that would have happened a lot in Alabama.
Exactly. And seeing that what you standing on is a trap door. He leave it, that man that hit that lead one down, you go.
300 months.
Right around your neck when you quit kicking the cup of rope and tail on.
He didn't have
200.
What do you
know? You don't know. I thought that happened in Alabama a lot.
Oh, he used to hang them way back, y'all. You couldn't look around at one. They asked you, so what you looking at?
If I can't live like that, just starve.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I said that.
So, he's thinking about it. He thought about it.
In Micanopy, Florida. And it was rusty at the club, $125. I said, put it back.
Woo! This used to be off of a ship?
That used to be a ship bell. That used to hang and it used to ring it, you know, and everything. It had the clap in it when I got it.
And how about the rest of this? What? How old is this? How old?
That's, it's about 20 years old.
About 20? Oh, okay.
Hey, Bill?
I got it from a drummer.
Bill, I was wondering, would you sign my washboard for me?
Huh?
Will you sign it for me?
Sign?
Yeah.
Autograph it?
Yeah, I'll try. I'm blind in one eye. I'll do my best.
Does anybody have a pen?
Here you go.
It's anywhere across there. Boy, I can say I had my washboard signed by.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
So,
oh boy.
This thing must be heavy.
You wanna?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, do it on that side.
You bet on this side.
On that side. Let's do it on the front where they can see it. I like to have it on the front where everybody can see.
Boy.
Yeah.
I could do a better job with this.
Well, it doesn't matter, Will. You ain't got to be good penman.
No, anyway.
He don't care. They just want your writing on it.
Just put your name on it. Maybe it'll make me play better.
Well, he doesn't guarantee it.
How long you been playing?
I've been playing for about 6 months.
I'm doing pretty good in this one
eye.
Yes, I see something down there. I wanted to buy, but I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to pay no $25, bro. That man with them there, too.
$25.
That's what he wanted, bro.
This is great.
I'm going to start.
I'm happy for you.
Because I was hoping to take some washboards.
Oh.
He's the only one I've seen with a washboard.
Yeah, he is. Did you see the article in here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been looking for it.
Oh.
That's why I was carrying it.
He only played 30 minutes a day now. Yeah. We've been trying to get him to play up here.
You see that?
Yes, I can.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're just welcome. There's a hog to a barbecue.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. White would pay anybody. They didn't mess with it. Didn't mess with that bucket wave.
What about the snake hip?
52 brace.
Snake hip.
Oh, that just some stuff come out.
Well, now, the buck and wing ain't gone.
I know what you're talking about.
Buck and buck there, there's a 52 step you could make, but now a whole lot of folks couldn't make them all.
52 steps to a dance?
Yeah.
And a buck.
And my grandmother never let me know how much I made. Yeah. I'd be down there, boy. You don't stop that devil, man, and let them youngers go home. I'll wire you out to a friend.
Where you raised at? Hey, Bill. Where you raised at?
He can't hear you.
Bill, he said, where were you raised?
Huh?
Where you was born and raised at?
What's that?
Where were you born and raised at?
Well, I was born at a sawmill village by the name of DuPont, Florida. It was 3 miles from Burnell.
Oh.
And DuPont had the largest sawmill in the USA at that time. And no sidewalk, no Pearl Street, no electric light, no cars, no bicycle. And one man had a horse. And the sawmill had some mules and a dump car. And when I got about 8, then they had lights there. And I went to Sanford at 11 years old. And I had my first birthday party at 6 years old. And my mother baked a chocolate cake on a wooden stove and made ice cream. I never seen ice cream until I made ice cream in a 4-quart bucket.
Yeah,
and twist the bib in the 12-quart bucket.
Yeah.
And I was Sawmill Jabbo. But they used to call me Little Black Jabbo. I lived up to it too. And the little girl and boy sing Happy Birthday Jabbo. Well, when the Titanic sunk, I was working at the mill. I was getting 25 cents a day. Well, when I hurt this finger, I was getting 50 cents a day. You see, the men's dinner time, they would go to the little circle saw and run by steam them. They saw wood, stove length.
Yeah.
I want to do like a man, so I saw one day and that finger hit it. I jumped that high. And when that white fella picked me up and run to the commissary with me in his arm like a baby, to run upstairs and doctor, put some water on it, hot water, and that was either iodine or mercuric on. Put on that joint and bandaged up. And that was the end of the meal. And
with you?
That was the end of me. That my mother got, this high grew back, and my mother got a little, you know, out of coat settlement. And I had worked the meal. Oh, yeah, I worked the meal in Mill, Florida. Since then, I worked the meal half a day in Perry. Kissing that green lumber, well, I started on that. After a while, that thing started coming. I made a half a day. I told the man, I said, just give me that and let me go eat. But that's where I was born at, DuPont. It was in St. John County then, not in Flagler County.
So did you ever go to Edenville?
Edenville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played ball in Edenville. You went to that college, Hungerford?
No, I go down there for their festival each year.
Yeah.
They've been having a festival down there.
Oh, wait a minute, Club Eaton, you went there?
I've been there.
You're too young to go to Club Eaton.
No, what the club? It's a club over
club
there
Eaton.
Now. Yeah, I've been to that one. But did you ever meet or know Zora Neale Hurston from Edenville?
Oh, I didn't know. The only thing I knew about Edenville was Club Eden.
Oh,
and see, Sanford was closed on Sunday.
So you went to Edenville.
Would be open. So we'd get up a crew, you know. And that was a beautiful bar, glass bar.
They still got a nice
one. That place was beautiful.
Yeah.
When I went home in 74, Sanford closed. And we went to Club Eden. Now you stand outside and you can't hear nothing. You get inside, it's full of people.
That's the
biggest town.
The blacks still running that town.
Jacksonville.
That's one place they stuck together. It's still running Edenville.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
And that's Lake City, Florida.